Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Chase Thomas podcast. The Chase Thomas podcast. My nephew needs me to record. See, I already hate it.
All right, welcome back to the Chase Thomas podcast, where I'm still the aforementioned Chase Thomas. Mr. Evan Swords of 49ers Hub is here. Oh, Evan, we had to tape this different day, different time, because let me check my notes here. I was dead tired late last night, and I just didn't have it. Like, I was correct in my assumption that I was just not going to be able to make it through. Like, I was going to fall asleep mid-pod. I just did not have the energy. The only thing that I could have done is just, like, chug some coffee, but I'm like, it was too late, and it was just it was not conducive. So I was like, I got to tap out, and I don't like tapping out in that way, sir.
I mean, good for you though to just call it and be like, hey, I'd love to do it if I could. I just simply don't have it right now. You're doing a million things. I think it's important to actually, as a man, be like, nah, not right now.
Well, I appreciate that, because that was the internal monologue with me was, nah, man, not right now. You don't have it. I don't know. East was west, north was south. I think I misunderstood what Pacific and East Coast time zones were on our text thread. It was great. It was great, Evan.
Well, I mean, hey, I got to say, for the pod, this is not what I was expecting. We're going to have a lot different conversation today than I think we were expecting.
I mean, now that you've had 24 hours, the Niners steamrolling the Los Angeles Rams, how are you feeling?
You know, I just don't know. I have had 24 hours, and I just still don't know. Because, like, there's no real logic behind anything, for the 49ers season, you know, like, there's really nothing that makes sense in terms of how players have played, who's doing well, who's not doing well, the games that they're winning versus the games they're losing. You know, you look at the game in itself in a box and you're like, okay, the Rams, who just added Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr., just lost at home against a good Titans team. In a very bad way, throwing two interceptions, turning the ball over. No way they do it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. They do it exactly the same. Two interceptions in the first quarter. Can't do anything as a football team. And it made no sense. You know, I was ready. Just, I mean, Viking funeral had the little 49ers logo printed out in a little Viking boat. I'm going to light it on fire, push it out to sea, and then they win.
Wow. So you really had no faith going into this game. I seem to recall on our last pod last week, you were pretty much all the way out on this Niners season. Are you back in? Just you when know, they Chase, think you're out, they bring you Chase, back in.
At the end of this podcast, mm-hmm. I will be going to see the new Marvel movie, The Eternals.
Right.
And I can be 100% honest with you and say, if it wasn't for the fact that my buddy had to change his schedule, I wouldn't have even watched the game last night. Hmm. I had all intentions of going and watching The Eternals instead of watching the game, because I was convinced the 49ers were going to get absolutely blown out. What did I say to you? I was like, I'm sure we'll be able to start the podcast a little early rather than waiting till the end of the game.
That was not the case.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, our weekends went completely differently because I don't know if you watched any of the Falcons Cowboys, Evan, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty brutal. They literally kicked us off Fox early in the fourth for Washington and Tampa Bay. It was a mercy switch by the Fox broadcasters. But we'll get into the Falcons in a second because I have some Falcons thoughts. But if you had to explain, Evan, like what happened? Why were the Niners able to thwart and send Matthew Stafford back in time to a previous Detroit Lions situation?
Yeah, I mean, so first and foremost, the Niners are 5-0 against the Rams. You know, I'm surprised that at the end of the game, Kyle Shanahan didn't pull an Aaron Rodgers and just go, I still own you. I still own you. But the biggest thing for me was, you know, a pass rush with Aaron Donald is formidable in itself. And then they added Von Miller. But it seems like for whatever reason, the 49ers offensive line has just got that team figured out. Once again, Trent Williams is the highest graded left tackle in the league, like 98.5 on PFF. Daniel Brunskill completely handled Aaron Donald the whole time. I mean, it was just that's, you know, when I think about the Rams defense, that's the first thing, right? The defensive line. And, you know, the 49ers straight up did the job, you know, took care of business. On top of that, on the offensive side of the ball, it was like, as a 49ers fan, everything I've wanted just happened, right? Debo is getting all the different types of looks that you want Debo to get, right? Whether it's as a running back, which they had no answer for, as a, you know, a passing weapon in which he was, you know, catching some of the most incredibly amazing balls, you know, runs after the catch was incredible. Brandon Ayuk, who's still not getting the ball as much as I want, was still getting it in pivotal times and still, you know, making plays, right? And that's all you got to ask for someone like Brandon Ayuk. He got the ball in his hands and he made plays. George Kittle, right? Obviously coming second game post-injury, getting the ball more, had a great game. You know, was absolutely manhandling people, blocking. I don't think we talk about it enough. And then, you know, the run game did its job too. Elijah Mitchell is looking like the newest Raheem Mostert, who looked like the newest Matt Breida, who looked like the newest, you know, all the way to Steve Slayton. You know, it just, for whatever reason,
tradition unlike any other.
Right. Kyle just knows how to handle these late round undrafted free agent tile backs. And everything they wanted to do for the most part worked. And the Rams, I will say, really like tightened up on the run second half of the game. But by then it was just too late. You know,
can you have Mike Davis? Can we send you Mike Davis and you give us one of your backs?
We gave you one of our backs. You have Wendell, you have Gallman.
Yeah, no, I don't. He doesn't do anything. He's not a factor right now.
Honestly, though, I don't think it's I really don't think it's the running back, man. It's just the scheme. And I think Kyle shows that. I think if Wendell Gallman was on our team right
fine,
now.
Fine, we'll take Kyle back too. Sold.
Hey, as a Falcons fan, all you can do is just hope, you know, for quick death, right?
What? Hope for quick death? Is that where you're at with me? You are way too excited right now. You are just riding the San Francisco 49er high. You're just like, oh, I remember you're doing the whole, I remember when I was in your position at one point. That feels like forever ago. That was Saturday is what we're thinking of with you. And, or Sunday rather, because you didn't even play on Sunday. And now you're looking at me coming off that kind of blowout to the Cowboys, the Falcons looking destitute and horrible and completely night and day from how they looked in New Orleans the previous week. But No, the Falcons, like, it's bad. But you're riding, now you're flying too close to the sun with your 49ers.
I think you completely missed the point here.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything other than, if I was a Falcons fan right now, all I'm asking for is for this season to end as quickly as possible so that you guys can continue on the rebuild that's going to happen, right? Because, I mean, after a game like that against the Cowboys, what is there for you?
I mean, there's no rebuild. That's the problem, is Matt Ryan's still here, and this is still a group. Like, it's just kind of amazing how little talent there is on defense. It is Grady Jarrett, and it is AJ Terrell, and then it is nothing else. There is nothing else. Deion Jones had his worst game as a Falcon in this game on Saturday, or on Sunday, rather, and AJ Terrell still doing stuff. Like, he only 19 yards allowed on 2 catches, 3 targets total. 10 weeks into the 2021 season, Terrell has yet to allow 100 yards in total coming from PFF. Like, he's just been, like, when you watch the games, he's amazing. And it was great cornerback display as a whole in Cowboys Falcons, because Jordan Lewis was great. He had an all-time game. But no, it's just the Falcons get no pass rush. They don't do anything on that front. CeeDee Lamb looks like a star. So it's interesting that Lamb went off, because it wasn't going off against AJ, who the Falcons picked AJ Terrell in front of Lamb. And at the time, I wanted Lamb because I was like, let's just double down. Like, who's stopping Julio, CD, and Ridley? Let's ride. But yeah, like, he had 106 yards, 2 TDs, 8 targets. Like, Lamb was awesome in this one, especially on fourth down and, like, the over the middle stuff. He's just really hard to cover quickly. But yeah, 0 sacks. 1 tackle for a loss total in this one. Like, the entire game, the Falcons had 1 tackle for a loss. Dak didn't get touched. Like, it was just easy. It was really, really easy for the Cowboys on Sunday. And it was one of the more pathetic efforts I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of bad efforts from the Falcons in my lifetime. But that was one of the worst. That was one where I'm like, oh, this might just be a one and done type thing for Arthur Smith and company, where I'm like, it was that bad where you can't be that bad. And I think Matt Ryan had his worst statistical game as a Falcon ever. Like, it just
can't you accept that a bad game was a bad game here? I mean, like, Matt Ryan just got done having a great couple of weeks. Like, there's nothing wrong with just not having the roster which you need and needing to make additional changes. This is going to take a year or two.
But then by that point, where's Matt Ryan at? And then
Matt Ryan is gone. Matt Ryan was gone at the beginning of this season. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan is a great quarterback that's locked into a contract that he can't get out of on a team that is not good enough to compete right now.
Exactly. So they're just in a weird spot.
He'll be gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I don't know what the immediate future looks like for the Falcons. I don't know if they pivot on their timeline. I don't know if they do other stuff, but, like, they just need so many more picks, and they need to completely revamp this defense as a whole. Like, they just need guys everywhere. And it's kind of alarming and kind of preposterous just how little talent there is on the defensive side of the ball. And also, just Mayfield and McGarry are awful. So Matt Ryan was getting killed once again. Mike Davis was a bust. Cordell got hurt, but it looks like he's going to play on Thursday against the Pats. So I don't know. That dude's an animal. Pitts and Patterson are just phenomenal. But that's about it for the Falcons. I just don't. I'm not having a good time, Evan. I'm not having a great time.
I do think it will soon be over.
Really. No, it won't. We have what, 10 weeks? 11 weeks?
No, we have 9.
Yeah. It's a long time. We're just now at the halfway mark. The Falcons might make the playoffs.
No.
Yes. Yes. There's 7 teams who make the playoffs now. 7. Your Niners are in play. The Falcons are in play. Cam Newton being back in Carolina means Carolina is back in play. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, they're in play. The Seahawks, still in play. The Vikings, in play.
I think this team is making you lose your mind. You sound like a man who is not, you're just hanging on by a thread. I don't know if it's the work schedule, the school schedule, or the lack of sleep, or maybe drinking too much tea or whatever, but you look like, you kind of sound like you're about to snap.
Why?
Because you're like, our pets' heads are falling off, like, All the above. I mean, the Falcons aren't making the playoffs.
Kelly and Always Sunny in Philadelphia when he's trying to solve the mystery. I haven't watched it in a while. Why am I blanking on their name? Did you ever watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Not like that.
No. Okay. Well, I'm trying to remember. He's like, this man does not exist. And they're like, not only does this man exist, he's been asking about his mail for days. That's how I feel. I don't know. We'll see. I just think the NFC is going to be a dumpster fire, and I have no idea what to make of it. Were you surprised, though? What was your biggest surprise with the Rams? Like, what do you think was the ultimate reason as to why they got blown out here?
I have no idea. Like, literally, once again, I can't stress this enough. There's no logical reason. If you would have paid attention to every single football game that has been played this year, the only reason that makes sense if you're following the history of this season is just that good teams have lost to bad teams a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even just NFL. I feel like it's happened in college. We've been talking about that. I really don't know if, like, maybe this is just the effects of a post-COVID, like, football season, right? They're still trying to figure out practices and stuff like that. But, like, it's week 9 and teams are not locked in. There's no reason, if you look at how the 49ers have lost to the Colts and a very bad Seahawks team and, you know, barely losing to the Packers early on and, you know, especially losing to Colt McCoy and a DeAndre Hopkins-less Cardinals team.
So much for the Rams going all in since then.
Yeah.
There's no reason. There's no reason the 49ers should have lost that or won that game. But for not only did they win it, they destroyed them.
So this is how bonkers the NFL is at the moment. Can I give you Pro Football Talk? So Mike Florio released his week 11 power rankings. Would you like to hear where we're at right now with the top 10?
Absolutely.
Okay. Titans number 1. Packers 2. Cowboys 3. Cardinals 4. Those are all 8-2 teams. 4 8-2 teams here. Rams 5, Bucks 6, Bills 7, Pats 8, Baltimore 9, KC 10. What a weird year, man. Like, I have no idea what to make of this list, but I'm like, there is not one part of me, not one part of me believes that we're on our way to a Titans-Packers Super Bowl. We got Julio out for, it looks like, a month. Henry's gone. I don't think this is going to keep up, but then they just keep winning. The Titans are just, I don't understand it, but they just keep doing it. The Packers, we'll see. They just lost Aaron Jones. Maybe AJ Dillon's, they can ride him for the rest of the way. But, like, I am not all the way in on anyone in this top 10. It's kind of amazing now. Like, the Bucks falling to 6-3 is pretty wild. They're not going to have home field advantage, it looks like, early on. The Cowboys might get the one seed. Like, they might, just because of the NFC East being that bad and then being 7-2, like, that's kind of preposterous. So we need to think about that. But, like, do you, when you hear those names, like, what stands out to you? Like, does that sound right to you? Because I just can't make a case for and against a lot of these teams.
You know, I think the thing that my best friend would absolutely kill me for saying this, the thing that makes the most sense to me is, or the least sense to me, is the Titans.
Yeah.
But, like, when you read about, you read their feats on paper, everybody keeps tweeting it. It's like, you know, they're 7-0 against playoff teams or whatever. All these, you know, they haven't lost a game against a team with a winning record and however many times. When you hear those things, it's like, okay, I get it. But I still look at this Titans team, even with how good their defense is playing, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that that's, I don't know. They really remind me of the 49ers in 2019.
Mm.
Like, the quarterback's decent. He's going to, you know, he can win. He can do enough to win the game, but he's probably not going to win you the game. The defense is playing lights out. Running game is not as good. Is, I think, probably what stresses me out the most out for there. I just think that this year the NFL is going to have a Super Bowl winner that no one really expected. I think the playoffs are going to be weird as hell. I don't think anybody's going to be – like, you got a better chance of, like, predicting a March Madness top, you know, Elite Eight than I think you do the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and I wonder what the wrinkle of just – I'm excited to see how much the one seed matters after it all unfolds, because teams now are going to be at each other's throats, and I think the regular season will be even of more importance as these weeks go on, because you can't just look at two top seeds and both getting buys. It's one, and I think a lot of teams are going to be like within a game of each other fighting for that first round bye, which I think will be critical, because there's going to be a lot of bloodbaths on wildcard weekend, and I don't know. We'll see, because we've seen a lot of number one seeds and number one seeds on both sides make the Super Bowl the last few years. So I wonder if that changed a little bit with the introduction of another playoff team in both sides. Did you see Najee Harris didn't know you could tie?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe him?
That was fun. Yeah, I believe it all the time. I mean, if you think about it, like, college players have no idea what happens in the NFL. And you hear these quotes all the time, mm-hmm. all the time, when people are like, oh, you know, what did you think about Drew Brees and when you were growing up? He's like, I didn't really watch the NFL. You know, like, comments like that just show that I think athletes growing up playing sports are so focused on their sport and working out and training that they don't really have a lot of time. So I'm not surprised that a rookie running back going, I had no idea that was a possibility.
I love that. I also, I'm noticing a theme here. Najee Harris seems like a great dude, and I just want a spinoff podcast where Najee Harris how can I frame this? So like, Najee also didn't understand NIL. Do you remember his stuff earlier this year with Gavin Newsom, where he did some kind of thing with him and he started talking about NIL, and he's like, I wish it was there when I was there, but like what he thought he would have gotten at Alabama, they're like, oh no, that none of that would apply to what you're talking about with NIL. And it's like, I think we need a whole thing on that with Najee Harris just explaining things, or someone just being like, okay, here's what you can do. You can't do that, but you can do that. I know.
Or just asking him general questions like, yeah. Najee, what do you think is okay for players to receive in the NCAA? You know,
I just don't know what kind of answers he'll give. Like, I think he's just, it's fascinating. We all have our blind spots. Evan, what is your biggest blind spot? What have you found in your personal life when people are like, how do you not know that? What topic area is the most common?
Anything manual labor. Anything that requires physically doing something outside of like IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know a single thing about manual laborers' outlook on life. Mm. Do you build things? No fucking clue. No clue. Do you work on cars? No clue. Wouldn't even have the slightest idea. Are you telling me you gotta fix a pipe in your kitchen? I'm gonna call a guy.
Mm. Do you think you're gonna change when you buy a house one day? Do you think you'll evolve?
I think I'm going to have to make sure that I just make enough money to always be able to afford to call the guy.
I like that. I've often thought the same thing, but we'll see. Apparently, my dad changed when he bought his house. Like, it was just one of those things. You just start playing with stuff because you're like, I guess it's my house. So I don't want to call anybody. And you take this weird pride in fixing it yourself. And then it just spirals from there. And you just become, before you know it, Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's people for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think I'll ever be that. I've just never been a kind of, I like building, I like doing things myself guy. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the joy I felt when I moved into this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded the TaskRabbit app. And
what is
from
that?
It is essentially, think an Uber type app where you just go, I need this type of person. You can go through, pick people that will do tasks, right? And I literally from my couch was like, I want someone to come mount my TV. And I think I paid the guy maybe $120 with tip.
Mm-hmm.
And he just showed up at my house with tools. and put my TV up, and it looks
Wait,
great.
Were these not professionals? Like, where did they get pulled from?
They are a professional. You have to apply to the service, and there's like ratings, obviously, the same way there is with an Uber driver, right?
You're not going in blind here. It's not like a Craigslist situation.
No, not at all. It's a TaskRabbit situation. Shout out to TaskRabbit. You should sponsor our pod.
Evan's a big fan. Reach out.
You know, and I that's the type of guy I am.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm just very like, this is gonna sound weird, but like I used to always like, I shouldn't even say I used to. I get onto my parents or close family members and sometimes friends about this, where it's like, I know how much time we all have in the day. And like for me, I know how much time I have to watch everything I need to watch, to read everything I need to read, to plan as much as I need to plan. So like I have blind spots and I wish I had more time to be more informed about certain things, but I genuinely don't. So whenever I would be at a family gathering and I'd just hear a hot take from mom, I'm like, Mom, you don't need to have an opinion on that. And she was like, I can have an opinion on you. And I was like, no, I know how you spend your nights. I know what's going on here. You haven't read up. You saw a headline and you've extrapolated it out. I love you, Mom, but no. And I am an opinion policer is, I guess, part where I'm getting at with this, where I'm like, I don't believe you've actually spent the time on that. Because I also am very like aware of like the stuff that I don't have time to spend on. So I'm like, I don't have an opinion on that. I am a strong, like, I either feel well-spoken enough and well-read enough to talk about that particular thing, or I evade the topic altogether. I'm like, I've nothing to add. I you might as well be speaking another language. I've never read anything about it, know nothing about it, and that's it. I either know a lot, I guess is what I'm saying about it, or I don't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're getting to that age where you're like, I mean, you're really just an old crotch, a crotchety old man waiting to happen. Like, you're going to get to the point where everybody's opinions piss you off, but you just don't care enough to, like, be involved. Like, I mean, really, like, you're just one bad day from becoming Red Foreman, if you think about it. You know how, like, the entire, like, Joker, Batman, one bad day comic, you know? I think you're just one bad day away from just calling everyone a dumbass.
You know what's funny about that is my friends and family growing up referred to the relationship of my dad and myself as the Red Foreman Eric Foreman relationship, and I even got told all the time growing up that I looked like Eric Foreman, so I guess that would make sense to eventually transition into Red.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. I don't know, actually I shouldn't say I like it. Well, let's get into a recap this week. NFL week 10, Mr. Swords. Steelers, as we mentioned, tied with the Detroit Lions. This was, what a mess of a game. What a mess of a game. What did you take away from it?
I just think it ended the only way God would allow, right? Just suffering until the very last second for both fans. No happiness, right? And you know, of all things, you know, has there ever been a 16-16 tie before in history?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You know, there's things that you kind of want to like. You love seeing DeAndre Swift get the ball. I feel like the Lions have forever been trying to figure out a way to get a solid running back. So I like seeing him rush for 130, even if it wasn't, you know, five quarters. The Lions, man, the thing that makes me most upset, TJ Hockenson is easily their most dynamic playmaker outside of the running back position, maybe overall. Not a single reception in five quarters. So, I don't know, man. Pretty pathetic all around. The Steelers, Mason Rudolph, you know.
He was really bad. Mason Rudolph is awful.
Terrible. By the way, how did you give Mason Rudolph 50 passing attempts? What are we doing there? Mason Rudolph, 50 pass attempts? That's like bringing me in and be like, hey, you know what? Actually, we want you to remodel the whole kitchen. All of it. No. We're going to have you just like maybe, you know, hit a couple nails, hammer some nails, screw some screws. No. Go in there, redo the whole countertops. What are you doing giving Mason Rudolph 50 pass attempts?
Not playing a style that's conducive to long-term success, I don't think. Also, what are we doing throwing out Rudolph there. Try out Dobbs or Haskins. What are we doing? Why are we still throwing Mason Rudolph out there? How is he still Haskins. The best option?
Haskins apparently looks good in camp. You know, he hated his whole team, which if you look at the Washington football team as an organization, don't really blame him. Don't you just kind of want to see what Haskins could do after him being a first-round pick and failing miserably?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this should be trial by error and just see what happens. But I guess the way they're looking at it is, like, if Mason Rudolph can sneak his way through and get us into this back into the AFC playoff picture while Ben's out with COVID. I don't know. Like, this was a bad game all around, and I have no idea what to make of the Steelers, but not positive. Then you have on the Lions side of things, there's no way they don't go 16-1, right? Like, of course, this is how it ends for them this year.
Yeah, I just think it's a good wrinkle, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a good wrinkle. We wanted to see them be the first 0-17 team, but I honestly think being the first 0-16-1 team is funnier. Don't you?
I think it's better, yeah.
I think it's better.
Are you pro tie?
In general, as a team?
In football, because I think it, you know what's weird is it just feels right in soccer. I don't know if it's because we were conditioned to it for something like that, but like, in terms of...
Let's get something really very clear. Mm. Very clear. It doesn't feel right. I don't care if it's soccer or football. Mm. There is no reason on earth why a game should end in a tie and people be excited about it. It's one thing for a game to end in a tie, the way that the Lions and Pittsburgh Steelers fans felt after that game, that's the only way you should be celebrating a tie. Just sadness, confusion, just all around upset, right? To see soccer fans have a game end in a tie and be excited, no scoring whatsoever, disgusting.
Not a big soccer guy, Evan Swords. Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. But I will say, shout out to the Steelers fans who went to this one, because cold, dreary, and you could not pay me enough money. Not pay me enough money, Mr. Swords, to go watch Jared Goff versus Mason Rudolph in 2021 in that weather. No way. All right, no way. You can offer me $500 to do it. Not doing it.
I mean, I didn't pay money to go to the 49ers-Colts game in the absolute pouring rain bomb cyclone, and I can definitely tell you, I will never do that again. Bomb cyclone, if that's something that's coming to a store near you, count me out.
Oh, there you go. The Dolphins stun the Ravens on Thursday night. What did you make of this? Tua comes in late. There were some gigantic big plays, broken coverages by the Ravens, and that's just something that's weirdly plagued them all year. Is their defense is awesome 98% of the time, and then they just give up these crazy boneheaded plays that just spring guys like Albert Wilson down the left hand side for gigantic gains. This was weird. Bad loss for the Ravens, but I don't know. Like, are you feeling better about the Dolphins now, and are you feeling a little bit more worse and skeptical about the Ravens?
I can't with any seriousness say that I'm feeling good about the Dolphins. Once again, and I can't stress this enough because it's happened a million times this year, bad teams are beating good teams. Good teams are losing to bad teams. Nothing makes sense. The Dolphins beating the Ravens makes as much sense to me as the 49ers beating the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or the Washington football team beating the Bucks. I'm telling you, this is a bizarro universe. Barry Allen has messed up this timeline.
I don't get that reference.
It's the Flash.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's okay. It's not a bit. You know, that's my fault for pushing for two comic book references. I got greedy. I apologize. Let's move forward, and we'll get better.
Wait, what was the first one?
I just said it. What was it? I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't live in the past like that.
You're just comic booked out. You want to see the Eternals tonight? You're making.
I literally have a tattoo on my leg that is comics. So yes, I am pretty there.
Do you do this podcast 2 more years before you get a CT podcast tattoo, or is it 3 to 4? What is the timeline there?
Well, it depends on whether or not TaskRabbit is going to sponsor us. You know, maybe I'll get a little TaskRabbit tattoo. You know, what are we talking about?
Oh, man. Oh, man. The Colts survived the Jacksonville Jaguars. Any strong takes on that one?
Strong takes? No, but it was interesting to watch as the 49ers are supposed to play them next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Both teams disgust me.
Wait, the Niners get the Jags next week?
Yeah. Very
That's
excited.
A good look for you guys. The bounce back's coming.
Niners have the third easiest strength of schedule for the rest of the season.
Ooh, look at you. You were so out on the Niners a week ago, and you're all the way back in.
I still am. These are just things that I'm reading.
No, you're thinking Super Bowl. You're thinking Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, I am not. I can promise you that. So, I mean, yeah, all in all, it was a weird season. The Washington football teams and the Bucks, that made no sense at all. At all. Tom Brady throws two picks. Fournette, 11 carries. I mean, they didn't even really throw the ball that much.
Yeah, I don't know.
They threw 8 receptions from Leonard Fournette.
And Chase Young's out for this year, so they didn't have him. Like, I don't know. There's McLaurin got destroyed. Did you see that catch he had to ice the game where he took a shot and held onto the ball? That guy's a player. Love me some Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Very exciting to watch. I can't, did you know that Giovanni Bernard's still in the league?
Yeah, I mean, he was like one of those guys for years on fantasy that I just had stashed as my flex running back. He's been a flex running back for 13 years.
So isn't it interesting that, you know, like we talked about the Super Bowl contending San Francisco 49ers have a layup and play the Jaguars.
Mm.
The other Super Bowl contenders, the Tennessee Titans, are going to be playing the Texans this week.
Hmm. Do you know the Falcons get on a short week? The Patriots, who blew out the Browns on Sunday. I think this was the biggest stunner to me. Mac Jones lit him up. He actually made some good big-time throws. And we should make a note here that could have been San Francisco 49er Mac Jones. But
yeah, trust me, I'm okay with that. I don't know if you saw Mac Jones's like targets on the radar dots and overall play. Him and Jimmy Garoppolo are the same quarterback.
He's a yak machine.
They're the same human being. They're the same.
Is that okay? I mean, you're a pretty big Jimmy guy, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I'm a fan of Jimmy for what he can do, and I'm excited that Trey probably can do a little bit more. I don't want another Jimmy. We've got one.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather keep 3 first-round picks and just kept Jimmy.
It's fair. The Panthers blew out the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Cam Newton's back. He scored a touchdown, I think, on his first 2 plays with the Panthers. Dude was awesome. They blew out the Cardinals. Also, just like you mentioned with the Niners owning the Rams, Sean McVay being owned by Kyle Shanahan owning Sean McVay. The Panthers also weirdly own the Cardinals. Like, there's a strong history there. The Panthers just taking care of business. But also, Colt McCoy got hurt, so they're down to their third string. So we'll see what Kyler's situation looks like. But the Cardinals are starting to get hit pretty strong with the injury bug, so they need to be careful here. But the Panthers are also just a different team when Christian McCaffrey's healthy. 10 catches, 66 yards, 13 carries, 95 yards. Like, he's a 200-yard machine, all-purpose guy when he's in the lineup. I wish that guy was available all season long because he's really fun to watch.
Yeah. I do agree. I think next season we'll probably get a little bit more of that than we'd actually wanted.
Can you explain to me how the Packers shut out the Seattle Seahawks? And
sure.
I have a follow-up. Do you believe DK Metcalf did not know that he was kicked out of the game? And that he could not go back in. I don't think he knew. I'm going to stick to that.
I don't think he knew because I don't think in a game like that, if DK knew, are you really going to try and go back in? Like, you know, that's not really something you argue.
That's something I would try, though. I respect it.
I'm telling you guys, I am the foremost authority on watching teams crumble and collapse. My Portland Trail Blazers are currently in the process of doing it, and my 49ers have done it 3 times. 3 in the past 10 years. This is a Seahawks team that has nothing to fight for anymore. They've already had a terrible roster. I don't think there's any buy-in from the Pete Carroll front anymore. And usually you could get a win or you can get competitive games from Russell Wilson. He's just coming off a finger injury. He tried to treat that finger injury like Alex Smith treated almost dying from losing his leg, right? Like he was like hype videos. He posted a photo of the pin that came out of his like foot or hand, whatever. The Seahawks are a walking joke and punchline, and it's just I'm happy that they're starting to play that way too. Russell Wilson is going to do great in Denver or Pittsburgh, wherever he decides to go. And I am very excited for the Falcons to be pathetic.
Wow.
Not the Falcons, the Seahawks.
Mm. Can they keep it going? Can they be pathetic for a healthy full year of Russell Wilson? I don't know. I have my doubts, but man, they're digging themselves a hole, man. It really does feel like this is the end with Pete Carroll. This really is starting to feel more and more like the beginning of the end there.
Yeah, I really do. I really do agree.
The Eagles blew out the Broncos. Devontae Smith, sir, goes off. Did you see him moss Patrick Surtain in the right-hand side the end zone in this one?
Yeah,
that was dirty.
Devontae Smith had the best game of his season, without a doubt.
He's also just like wild to watch. So when you watch like the tape of like how he gets open and stuff like that, he's a little guy and he's like mossing dudes, and I don't understand how he does it. Devontae Smith is a marvel to me, especially in the NFL, of how he does what he does. He's an absolute delight.
I am glad to see him playing well because, you know, with a receiver like that, with an unproven quarterback, you didn't know if he would be able to live up to the potential and hype that I think he did coming out of Alabama, being the MVP, not the MVP, what do they call it? The Heisman? Sorry.
The Heisman, yes. Not a lot of those at Oregon, so you're not familiar.
Hey, you know what? You leave Joey Heisman 10 alone, all right? Shout out to Joe Harrington.
Wait, did Marcus Mariota win it? Now I'm wondering.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Did he win a national title?
No, I can definitely say for sure that he did not.
Did Joey Harrington?
No.
Dennis Dixon?
No, the answer is going to be no all the way around. Dennis Dixon almost did and got injured.
Jeremiah Masoli?
Oh, God. You mean Canadian Football League legend?
Did he go to the CFL?
Yeah, he did, and he played a lot for a very long time. Did really well out there. But yeah. Anyways, who knows? I think I got my Uber is coming in probably about 10 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. So,
did you already call the Uber for the movie?
I mean, in LA, this might be a little bit different for you in a smaller town. Mm-hmm. But I kid you not, most of the times an Uber will take 20 minutes to show up, and in that process, it'll cancel. Like, people will just cancel randomly. Hmm. So I called it. It honestly is thoroughly amazing. I hate this place. I called it 8 minutes ago, and two people have already canceled. And, yeah. So, no rush. But, all jokes aside, the Eagles and Broncos, I couldn't care less about either of those games. Those are meaningless teams. If they either of one of them squeak into the playoffs, they will lose immediately. The Chiefs are back. Did they ever left?
I don't think you're back by blowing out the Raiders.
The Raiders are a good team. Did you see my tweet about Patrick Mahomes?
No.
I said, and I think it's really pertinent, I'm okay. Like, no one thought that Patrick Mahomes was bad. Everyone just recognized that he was playing bad, and we were relishing and enjoying the fact that he was playing bad. And yeah, we really enjoyed it. I don't think he was ever, bad. And I just think that, like I said, there's no rules this season. Even Patrick Mahomes has off games. And he throws 5 touchdowns this game, and he's certainly back. 406 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The highest receiving, he had 200-yard receiving options. Tyreek Hill at 83 yards.
Hmm.
Like, just one, two, three, four, five players averaged over 10 yards per reception. Incredible.
Hmm.
They had the same record going into that game.
Yeah. That's pretty bonkers. But I think the Raiders are coming back down to reality. I think the Chiefs are figuring some stuff out. The Vikings. People just, they want to get rid of the Vikings. Mike Zimmer is like, no, not so fast, my friend, in the words of the great Lee Corso. You can't get rid of the Vikings. You can't do it. Because Mike Zimmer, there's nothing that man loves more than going nine and winning nine or eight games in a 16-game season. 17 games? Guess what? They're going eight and nine. They're going nine and eight, something like that. The Vikings are not falling off a cliff. Doesn't matter how many injuries, how many frustratingly dumb losses they have. They're going to play everybody close. Doesn't matter who you are. Chargers, Bucks, doesn't matter. Packers, they're playing you close. And they're going to go either way every week. And I apologize, Eric Thompson and all my great Vikings listeners. But the Vikings are just going to be a pain. They're not going to completely fall apart. And the Chargers, I don't know, man. The Chargers were looking like Super Bowl contenders weeks ago. And now it's, I don't even know if they're a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, all of the analysts of Twitter, if you will, had really kind of broken down the last few weeks and how Justin Herbert is essentially being handcuffed in the same way that Jimmy Garoppolo was, and that we know he can do more, and they just keep relishing him to these, like, short yardage, you know, one step drop, 3 to 4 yard passes. It's just like, it's sad. How do you have a talent like Justin Herbert and do that? I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense.
No. Last game, Bills blew out the Jets. I have a bonkers stat for you in this one. So when the Bills were only up 10-3 late in the second quarter, after that point in the game, they scored 4 unanswered touchdowns in less than a quarter. Bills woke up, man. The Bills ended the Mike White era before it ever really took off. Zach Wilson's team, once again, go Jets.
Did first, before we go to the Jets, did they end the Mike White thing before it ever started, or did Mike White end it by saying he thought he should have been the first overall pick in the draft?
I enjoy that. Did you not enjoy that?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you're that big of a discrepancy in terms of talent, I would have liked to have said maybe a first round. I should have been taking the first round. Okay with that. Number one overall, kind of ballsy.
I don't know. It's the number one sports podcast overall. If I'm doing a draft for national sports podcast shows, 1 through 30, I'm going Chase Thomas Podcast 1, aren't you?
I mean, yeah.
You got to have that mindset. You got to have that attitude.
You got to have that mindset. You don't got to say it in front of the live national spotlight.
What if I just opened every podcast from here on out? Hello and welcome to the number one, where Chase Thomas was the number one podcast in America. He should have been number one years ago. People made mistakes. He should have been number one on the Apple charts years ago. Now when I say it out loud in this context, it sounds petty.
Are you there? Mm-hmm. Did you figure it out?
What did I figure out?
That it sounds a little weird.
Yeah. I had to say it out loud for myself. I had to put myself in that context.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you have a 2-minute hot take for us? Do you have a soured says?
What?
A soured says? You know, it's like, so do you know how, like, there's Simon says? Well, for you, it's soured says.
Right, it's just the complete mispronunciation of my last name.
Sword like says doesn't work with it. It has to be Soured Says.
I promise you Soured Says does not work with it either. And remember, there's only one person in this little situation that thinks everything needs to have a tagline. And I promise you, that's not one of them. I don't know that I have a 2-minute rant. I mean, I have kind of the overarching theme in which I've been saying it. This season makes no sense. And I genuinely mean it. I don't think anyone can really guess who's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't. And if the Chiefs win, and Patrick Mahomes wins, and you're like, well, I knew it all along. Look at my tweets from January, or, you know, September, when I was like, yeah, they're going to win. No. Nothing makes sense. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl after losing four games in the first 8 weeks, no, it doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. The Titans winning the Super Bowl certainly doesn't make sense. The Patriots doing this well with Mac Jones doesn't make sense. The Bills losing early on, really kind of playing weird all year, doesn't make sense.
I agree. Are you ready to hit our Forget the Lines Week 11 picks before your Uber gets here?
Yeah. Ready when you are. Patriots.
I'm ready, sir.
Patriots and Falcons. I'm assuming you're going Falcons.
No. Short week. Cordero's banged up. The Pats are playing well. That defense looks good. Better defense than the Cowboys have on Sunday. Mac is rolling. Damien Harris looks like he might be out, but I don't know. You have Brandon Bolden, apparently, who can just step right in there. They had another made-up running back that I forget who that was on Sunday.
Something like that?
Yeah. No, give me the Pats. Falcons are wearing, I believe, the great yeah.
Love those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bears coming off a bye or the Ravens?
The Ravens aren't going too straight to the Dolphins, Bears. We gotta do some real digging if that ends up being the case.
I would agree. Packers, Vikings.
I just talked about the Vikings and how it's gonna be weird. Like, this is gonna be close. Anyone who thinks they're blowing them out is mistaken. No Aaron Jones anymore, but A.J. Dillon looked great this past week. So I think this is gonna be a low scoring banger. I'm gonna go Packers, but I think it's like 23-20 or something.
Okay. I'm gonna take the Packers as well. Colts, okay. Bills. I got the Bills, but like, is this a game that the Colts could realistically win?
Yes.
Wow.
I think Colts defense is good. And Jonathan Taylor might win the rushing title.
I could see that.
But the Bills figured some stuff out offensively last week. I'm going to say this is super high scoring, but I would not be surprised if the Colts did win this one, but I'm going to say Bills 41-30.
Okay. Lions and Browns.
Oh my goodness. This is what the Browns needed, though.
Play well.
The Browns really needed this one to get right games. So give me the Browns. This was lucky scheduling right here.
All right. And I would agree, by the way. Washington and Carolina. Another weird. Does Cam Newton come through?
Yeah. Washington's not doing this back-to-back weeks, and he's going to be extra motivated by the Ron Rivera era ending the way.
I am going to take Washington.
Ooh.
Because I don't think that the Cam Newton story is as positive and happy as everyone else says. I think Cam's not a good quarterback, and he played, you know, interestingly enough, decent last week. I don't think he repeats it. I'm going Washington.
Ooh, okay.
Texans and Titans. Wow, how easy. Evan and Chase both choose the Titans.
The Titans. 9-2 Tennessee. That's preposterous.
I think we can both agree that the 49ers, in all of their mess-ups, probably won't lose against the Jaguars.
They should not, no.
Awesome. All right. And then Dolphins and Jets?
This is tough. Where are the Dolphins at now? Are they 3-7?
I wouldn't ever. Don't. I hope you never expect me to know the answer to that ever. I don't care.
Well, I'm trying to. Like, they're third in the AFC East now. And okay, so I have their schedule in front of me. Can I read you?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So they got the Jets, the Panthers at home, the Giants at home, the Jets at home, Saints on the road. That's their next five. They could run the gauntlet there. I think I'm taking Dolphins. I think we're going to see a second-half Dolphins surge. Call me crazy, but I think a Dolphins second-half surge is coming. Give me the Fins.
I'm going to take the Jets after Robert Sala had a nice little trash talk session with Rex Ryan.
Yeah, what's that about? What's going on there?
I mean, I think Rex is just trying to say it's pathetic that you guys constantly trash me when this guy comes in. He's supposed to be a defensive-minded coach. He said he's similar to me, and his defense is terrible. I think the problem is yet Rex is warranted for wanting, you know, admiration and respect for what he did with the Jets, which it is impressive, going to two AFC championships with Mark Sanchez. But I think he's trying to trash a rookie head coach, and that's not how you do it.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. It's just getting your name out there to me.
Yeah. All right. And Saints and Eagles. Let's wrap this up.
The Uber's here, folks. Saints,
well,
Eagles.
We're also just dancing around talking about the Dolphins and Jets and Texans and Titans.
I think the Dolphins are going to be interesting matter. Over the next few weeks.
And you'll be wrong. And you'll always be wrong when it comes to the Dolphins. Anyways, Saints and Eagles. I'm going to go ahead and take the Eagles.
I think the Saints, they can't keep this slide going, but them not doing anything to address the quarterback stuff and just riding with Simeon and Taysom Hill the rest of the way after Jameis went down was just a weird, like, you're going to have to go Ian Book sooner rather than later, I think. So give me the Saints.
And then Bengals and Raiders.
Bengals are also sliding pretty horribly, but they're coming off a bye. Give me the Bengals.
Awesome. We have been different. I'm taking the Raiders. I think they're just a better team. Cowboys and Chiefs, this will be a good game, fun game to watch.
Yeah, I think this will be a banger. What time is this? Is this 4:25 or Sunday Night Football?
This is Sunday at 1:25.
It's a 1 o'clocker?
Well, I mean, for me, a 1 o'clocker. So
it's four.
Four for you.
Yeah, four for America, sir. Okay. Give me the Cowboys here.
Cool. I'm going to take the Chiefs just because I want the Cowboys.
You think they're back. You're all in on the Chiefs again.
No. This is all petty. I want Cowboys fans to suffer after that.
Oh, okay.
They're a great team following that. Seahawks, Cardinals. Cardinals are going to win this game.
Give me the Seahawks. I don't think the Cardinals are healthy, and I think...
We are 5-for-5 choosing different teams here. Can we do it again? Steelers and Chargers. I've got the Chargers.
Steelers, Chargers?
Yep.
Give me the Steelers!
Oh, I love this.
Give me the Steelers! The Chargers fall continues.
And then Giants and Bucks, we will both be taking the Bucks.
Yeah, I think this is the Bucks here.
All right, brother.
Is that Monday Night Football next week?
Yeah. Giants and Bucks, terrible game.
Manning cast, Eli calling a Giants game. I'm okay with it. That could be fun. Tom Brady actually on the game. Them talking about Tom Brady while it's happening. That could be a really, really underrated Manning cast next week if that's what it is. I don't know what their schedule is in front of me. Did you know as we hop off here, the Spider-Man trailer is out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off the podcast so I can watch it.
So what you're saying, Evan, is that you would like to wrap up this podcast so that you can move on to other things. So
Uber's in 3 minutes, podcast is or the trailer's 3 minutes long. Like, do the math. Evan,
we can't hang it up until you do your thing. What is your spiel?
Listen, you guys need to go give him a 5-star review because I will kill this man if he doesn't get me off the podcast. So for the sake of his own safety, I'm going to need you guys to go and give him that 5-star review.
I didn't know where that sentence was going. It took a wild start to it, and it ended nicely. So, Mr. Swartz, thank you as always. I will talk to you next week. Enjoy Eternals.
All right, bud. It's a pleasure. Take care.
Nicely done, nephew. Chase Thomas Podcast. Hell yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.